Ortiz, head volleyball coach of the Suwannee Tigers, and you're listening to SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to 2010 SCAC Volleyball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Suwannee volleyball head coach Jessica Cortez. Of course, Suwannee coming off a 3-29 season from a year ago. And coach, thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Coach, you're headed into your first season at the helm of the Tiger volleyball program. Just talk about your mindset heading into 2010.
Well, really, what it's all about this year is getting to know the players, getting to know the school. There are a lot of intricacies to Suwannee that have been fun to try to figure out and just try to put together the foundations of a good program for the next couple of years to come. So, really, this year we're talking about growth and progress and trying to set the stage for developing an excellent team.
Coach, arriving at Suwannee, a program that's been struggling over the past couple of years, what are sort of, as you mentioned, the foundation, what are a few things that you really have tried to work hard at in your first few months as being named volleyball coach in order to try and get the program turned around?
Well, some of the things that need to be worked on are, first of all, just the fundamentals of the program, making sure that everything is professionally run and that practices are, we're getting a lot done with the time that we have, so we're being efficient with our training, making sure that the players are in the weight room and so their bodies are staying healthy, which has been a big deal for us in the past. So we're trying to make sure that we create good habits that start right now and that they can use for the next couple years. We don't have any seniors, which is nice, so the next couple of years, these players that I have right now, they'll have these good habits going into the off season. They'll know their weight routine, they'll know their plyometric routine, and they can hit that hard so they're ready for the next couple seasons to come.
Coach, you mentioned it, no seniors. You have four juniors on the team. Talk about your junior class and how much you lean on them as far as providing leadership and what your expectations are for that group.
Well, I've been very impressed with my junior class so far. We're employing a servant leadership method to our team, and really they have worked so hard to make sure that the underclassmen and the incoming freshmen feel welcome, which I appreciate. You know, they're always the first ones to communicate with me if there is a conflict with practice time. You know, they're in here, they really want to work hard, they're staying after and coming before practice. So I'm very impressed, and I think that they've set the standard for the work ethic for the team, and the other players, you know, look up to them. They've been here the longest, and so they've done a really good job of making sure the team is banded together.
Coach, there's no question that the SCAC provides a tremendous challenge in terms of volleyball in Division III. Talk about what Suwannee, how they benefit, especially for a program that's really trying to rebuild and get back to a winning tradition, how they benefit from playing in the Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference.
Well, I think that Suwannee has such a great academic reputation that we can attract great student-athletes, and eventually we can be up at the top of our conference. You know, I think to be a great team, you need to play great teams, and the fact that we have that built into our conference schedule is great because we can see where we need to be a couple years from now, and we can learn from those teams, which we couldn't get if we don't play them. I think we have a great mix of some challenging teams and then some really challenging teams. So kind of being able to watch how other teams are doing it and see the kind of athletes that they're able to bring into their program gives us the motivation to say, well, that's where we need to be and build ourselves up.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Volleyball Media Days. I'm joined today by Suwannee head coach Jessica Cortez. And Jessica, what's been the biggest surprise for you as preseason has unfolded for that you've seen in your girls heading into the 2010 season?
Well, I don't want to say I'm surprised because I didn't think that preseason was going to be a struggle by any means. But I am pleasantly surprised by their work ethic. I've never heard a player on this team so far say, I can't do that, or I'm not going to try that, or I quit, this is too hard. So I'm just very impressed with their determination and the fact that they've been accountable for everything. And so they know if they mess up a play, they're able to point to themselves and say, that was me, I should have gotten that ball. And I'm impressed by that. big time.
Coach, you arrive on the mountain after coaching a number of years of high school volleyball down in Tallahassee and working with club teams. What to you has been the biggest transition and difference you've noticed from your high school athletes to now your student athletes in college?
I think the transition is mostly their focus. When you are a high school athlete and you're a club athlete, you're a lot of times looking at where they can go to college to play volleyball. And now that they're here, that question is answered. They're at Suwanee. So they're really focused academically and on their extracurricular activities. We had players all over the summer doing a wide variety of things for their future and their career. And so volleyball itself is a passion, but it's not their entire focus here at Suwanee because it's such a rigorous academic environment.
Coach, August is always an exciting time, not only the start of a new season and at the brink of that, but the arrival of an incoming class. I know you have a couple of incoming freshmen this year. Talk about the class that you've brought in and what your expectations are of this group, and do you feel like you have a girl or two that can really make an immediate impact on the team this year?
Yeah, definitely. We have a freshman, Tarver Shimek, from Towson, Maryland, and she just rejoined us yesterday after an injury, but she is a fabulous all-around player, and she's going to contribute right away. She works really hard. She makes herself available on offense 100% of the time. She's a great, just all-around athlete, and you know, we're very, very excited to have her. We have another freshman, Hannah Brown. She is a walk-on from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and she has a great attitude. She wants to learn. She's ready to be put in any position. She wants to come early and stay late. And so I think with the right training, she's going to be able to contribute eventually as well.
Coach, for the Suwanee volleyball program that you know, as we've talked about, is trying to rebuild and making, you know, steps towards improvement every day, what are the goals you have for this team heading into 2010?
A lot of our goals are process goals, and so we'd love to improve our record. I'm a very competitive coach, and I know my players are very competitive as well, so we would like to win as many matches as possible. That is our number one goal. Some of our other goals are process goals, and so we're looking at increasing all of our statistical averages during the season. So we want a better hitting percentage. We want more aces on the season. We want more blocks on the season and making sure we're getting more touches on balls. So all of those are going to be either statistical process goals or, you know, if we win the match, then our goal has been met right there.
And, Coach, finally, what are two or three things that you've really been working on hard with the team and the girls throughout preseason and the start of camp in order to improve and get better at and trying to get them prepared for volleyball come the start of September?
Well, the number one thing has been ball control. We don't have a lot of height, and so that's something that we are focused very strongly on, making sure that we're making good ball control plays and good defensive plays to put pressure on the other team to really swing hard at the ball to get a kill. We've been working a lot on our hitting placement and also our serve and serve receive. So all of those things are kind of geared at making us an overall effective, solid team. You know, we don't want to have one strength and then a couple other weaknesses. So we're kind of just trying to focus right now on ball control and our first initial contacts on the ball.
Suwanee head volleyball coach Jessica Cortez. Again, the Tigers open up their 2010 campaign September 1st on the road at Maryville College. Coach, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck in 2010.
Thank you very much for having me.